You're listening to 515, the Ultra Podcast, the show that invites you into the lives of people who make up the Ultra family. Here's your host for these conversations, Larry Ryan.
Thanks, MJ. Welcome to another special edition episode from Ultraman, Arizona. Unfortunately, race director Jen was not available to join me for this recap, as she is just too busy with her racing duties. If you have not listened to the day one and two race recaps yet, spoiler alert, this is a day three race recap. I was thrilled to be in the action today, crewing for Shane Duffy from Australia and getting the full experience of that awesome day three run course where the crews are constantly leapfrogging each other and you're getting to meet new people that you haven't seen on the first 2 days of the race. Now, this is the second year that Ultraman Arizona has run, and as many listeners know, last year the race had a suspended swim. So all of the results in this year's race will become the new records for the race, and all of the age groupers will be setting the standard for the age group records. I'll start in the women's division, where there were just three competitors in the race this year. Your women's champion in the 40 to 49 age group is Cynthia Bardis from Pennsylvania. Cynthia has previously raced in Ultraman Florida in 2018 and the World Championships in Hawaii. Her winning times in this race and the women's record for Ultraman Arizona are 4:25.13 for the swim and a 5:34.39 day one bike for a total of 10 hours and 12 seconds. She did a 10:55.56 day two bike and a 9:21.55 run time for a total time of 30 hours, 18 minutes, and 3 seconds, setting the women's Ultraman Arizona record. In second place, also in the 40 to 49 category, was Carrie Mandel. Carrie came out of the water just 1 minute behind Cynthia, but was never able to actually catch up to her as Cynthia led wire to wire. Carrie's run time was an 11:29.04, and she was one of the last runners to finish on day three, and she was the final official finisher of the race. Finishing in 17th place, there were originally 21 people in the field at the beginning of the race, but four were unable to finish throughout the 3 days. One of those competitors was Karen Bonnet, 67 years old, who was attempting to become the oldest woman to finish an Ultraman race. Unfortunately, she was unable to finish the swim, but she did gut it out and continue on as a participant on all 3 days. The winner in the men's 20 to 29 category, which had two competitors, both of them 22 years old, only 11 days apart, was Pierce Show. Pierce swam a 4:05.03 and rode the 145-kilometer day one bike course in a time of 5:38.54 for a total day one time of 9:43.57. His bike time on day two was a 10:26.46, and he ran an 8:04.07 for a total time of 28:14.50. Thus setting the standard for the 20 to 29 men's age group. And he came into this race with just one Ironman under his belt. The other racer in the 20 to 29 men's category was Vedant Nangar. He's from India. He was in Ultraman Canada this past summer and was unable to finish there. So he came back to race here in Ultraman Arizona because he wants to be an Ultraman. I spent a lot of time with him in Canada, and this is a great young man, and I'm sure he will be around this sport for a long time. I'm happy to say that Vedant was our final finisher on the day three run course, and he is now an Ultraman. He had a swim time of 4:44.38 and a bike of 6:30.02 on day one for a combined time of 11:04.40. On day two, he came in just under the 11th hour, at 10:59.40 on the 276-kilometer bike ride that is day two. On day three, he had us a little bit worried out there. He came in at 11:42.28 for a total time of 33:46.48. And I can confidently say that he may not have made it to that finish line if it was not for his fully competent and experienced crew chief, Billy Rickards. He also had his parents along as crew, and he is now the youngest Indian to ever complete an Ultraman distance race. In the men's 50 to 59 division, James Scanlan was your winner. He was third place overall, as he was at this same race last year. He managed to pull himself up from ninth place after day one and fifth place after day two to finish third overall on day three. This is the second year in a row doing the McVeigh double racing of Ultraman Florida and Ultraman Arizona in the same year. He set the day three run record in Florida earlier this year with a time of 6:35.23 for the 84.4 kilometer distance double marathon, and we knew it was going to be a battle on day three with him and Iron Max. And him and Iron Max actually ran together fully to the marathon mark, where they crossed at 3:11 for the marathon. Rounding out the rest of the 50 to 59 category is my athlete, Shane Duffy, who led out of the swim in the age group with a 4:06.12 PB in this, his fifth 5:15 distance race in just 10 months. He was the age group leader through day one and finished 12th overall with a time of 31:11.05. Second in the 50 to 59 age group and 10th overall was Alaska's Mike McGuire, who finished in 30:44.57. And finishing between those two competitors was Mike Kowalski. The energy of this race, that guy was all over the place, hooting and hollering and jumping around. And he has also become the self-proclaimed president of the Duffman Fan Club. Your winner for the men's 40 to 49 age group was your second place overall, Juan Batista Castilla Arula of Spain, known as Chamba. He has five previous 5:15 distance races, just not all in the last 10 months. Chamba holds a 30 to 39 age group record at the Ultraman Wales, where he competed in 2014 and finished in a time of 25:17.40. At that time, he was 31 years old. And now at age 40, he is showing his consistency, finishing the race here in a time of 25:17.57, just 17 seconds slower than that race at age 31. And this is not the first time that Chamba has come second at a race. He also finished second in 2015 at the 520K Canada race, where he was actually the men's champion, because in that race, of course, the winner was women's pro triathlete Kate Bevilacqua from Australia. So in that race, he did a 24:42.02. Now, the story of the race weekend came in the form of the setting of a new world record. Previously, that record was held by Richard Thompson of Australia, where in 2017, he set that record at Ultraman Australia. Our winner of Ultraman Arizona 2023 did fall just a little short of his goal of breaking into the 20-hour barrier, but managed to best that record by just 9 seconds, finishing in a time of 21:21.05. And that, of course, is the racer known as Iron Max Knezev, who I think that we will now have to rename Ultramax. He was your overall champion at age 33. He had a swim time of 2:54.44 and a day one bike time of 4:16.20. He had a 7:11.04 total time, which, of course, is now the Ultraman Arizona record. The day two record time was 7:42.47, and his run time was a 6:27.14, giving him a total overall time again of 21:21.05, the new world record and standard for 5:15 distances around the world. And helping him to that victory was his crew chief, Jeff Parrott, and his girlfriend, Mila. That is your race recap for the Ultraman Arizona 2023, and there are now 10 new people in the world who can call themselves an Ultraman. And just a heads up, I am also releasing one more special episode where I speak to each of the champions of the race and catch you up with what is happening with Duffy's quest for 6 5:15 races in 12 months. So make sure that you go listen to that one as well, or even better, subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Hey, if you liked what you heard today, please tell a friend and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'd appreciate it if you'd rate and review the show while you're there. Drop the names of the people you think we should interview and we'll get in touch with them and make that happen. Thank you for listening to 515, the Ultra Podcast, a production of 55 Enterprises. Now really, go subscribe now before you forget.